Welcome. You have joined us for another episode of Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
Hi, I'm Nika Howard. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing FaZe.
Hey, I'm Mike Bachman, and my pronouns are he, him. I play Peckwing Blackfeather.
Hi, my name is Fred Greenleaf, and my pronouns are he, him, and I am your game master.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm playing Briar.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tim Lanning, and my pronouns are he, him, and I play Time That Erodes Young Love.
I'm Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. And I'm playing Daggy Chukas.
Yar, previously on Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
You are going to take 50 points of damage as something bursts out of your stomach.
I'm down. Daggy's down.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Let's do some fucking math. You can see that the acid is also having an effect on your weapon.
Oh, shit.
No.
At a later point, I will let you know what that effect is.
Man, we're really in it now.
We're really in it now.
We're really freaking in it.
He looks pretty dead to me. That just be gas escaping.
FaZe would like to try to heal Daggy.
As the four of you contemplate on what to do, you look upon Daggy's mangled body as he takes a last rasping breath. The breath leaves his body, and Daggy is no more. Pegwing thrusts his right hand, being in place, into the abdomen of Daggy. Mike Bachman, roll a D100.
57.
From within Daggy's abdomen, what looks like a small leaf starts to sprout.
It's a weird shark.
It starts to grow more and more until it is about the size of a tree. From the bark skin, two eyes open up and a mouth opens.
Hello?
Daggy, is that you?
My name is Trent.
Tales told throughout time talk about a subterranean creature by the name of a mind flayer, a psionic creature that has the ability to both speak and assault its prey with its mind. And from the corner steps a man who neither is young or old and looks at FaZe and says, "So, fancy meeting you here. So, FaZe, hey."
Hey.
Look, I promise you, I was kidnapped.
Sure.
And,
How'd you get away?
Have I gotten away? I'm still trapped down here. And
Are you trapped?
Okay.
Do you need to be saved?
Let me start from the beginning.
Say the words.
Let me start from the beginning, FaZe. You never let me finish my sentences.
Speak faster.
Last time, when we were in Mastwick together, we were having a great time and we were having drinks. And this guy came up and started buying me drinks and offered me money. And the next morning I woke up and I was here.
Okay, that seems plausible.
Where are we?
We're in a dungeon thing.
Are you rescuing me? Is this my rescue party?
Nah, well, do you need to be rescued?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, how do you know this guy?
Oh, sorry. The Manweck.
Yeah, but like, okay, that's your name, but... And Briar like kind of makes like hands like... Ugh.
What's your deal, dude?
I mean...
Yeah, who are you? And who am I?
Arr, now you're asking the good questions, Trent. You're getting this adventuring thing down.
Who I am, that's just a existential question, but FaZe and I, we go way back.
Who's FaZe?
Pegwing will take Trent aside and start like explaining things and pointing to people every now and then. Yeah. Teach him a lot about fucking.
You're his dad now.
And this is the clitoris.
No! Trent's a baby. He doesn't even know that.
And a tree.
And a tree.
This is your tree statement. Anatomy is like. Yeah.
He doesn't know about the tree clit.
Something about wood. Okay, keep going.
He does need to know about the birds and the bees. Those will be very important.
Sorry, you were
your friend here was drugged and brought down here. That sounds similar to some of the other people we've spoken to. But you're not dead.
Exactly. I was drugged, and they took me here, and that is why I wasn't with you.
Wait.
Okay.
FaZe, is this your valet?
I mean, sometimes he does put my clothes away for me. But, you know, actually, yeah, he is. He is.
Well, I might need you to carry some of my things from time to time.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm covered in blood still. I mean, I'm probably going to get blood on your stuff. Like, and Briar goes to, like, grabby hands at Time's items with their blood hands.
That doesn't
hands.
Bother me as much as you'd think.
Fine.
Okay, well, FaZe, great. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We can't get out of here. I mean, why'd you say yeah?
Well, okay, I said yeah because, like, yeah, we're gonna leave after we do, like, one little thing. So, I'm gonna help you get out. I'm gonna save you. But you have to come with me first.
We don't know if this guy has been implanted. We cannot trust him.
Have you been implanted? Do you have worms inside of you other than maybe something questionable we ate?
What? What do you mean implanted? What do you mean?
You have worms in your tummy?
Bennett, Pegwing, ask your thing to check his neck or whatever.
Bennett begins to check his own neck.
Oh.
Looking at you very confused.
FaZe, check to see if he's been bitten or whatever.
Can I look at Bennett and say...
Not him.
Bennett. And then, like, use, like, a little, like, check neck, make sure no worms. Worms.
Bennett does exactly as you ask.
What the fuck is that?
That's Bennett. Be nice to Bennett.
Is he?
He's a little guy, okay? He's a little guy.
Is that a person?
Yeah, he's just Bennett. He's Bennett. He's Bennett. You don't ask about Bennett.
Yarr, he's Bennett.
What is a Bennett?
He's Bennett.
You said that.
Yeah, you're looking at him.
Bennett makes sure you don't have worms inside of you. So yeah. Bennett is our friend.
Bennett checks for worms.
It's fucked up. Run away. Get out of here.
How does Bennett check me for worms?
Get out of here. Save yourself.
Just stand still. He'll check you for worms.
Well,
it's fine. It's fine.
But, Bennett, his outfit is muddy overalls and a pail. He checking for worms. Got to dig around the dirt. You want to find worms.
FaZe, I don't know what you're into with your new friends, but Bennett is not going to be checking me for worms.
I shoulder my way through. And I use that term very, very loosely. I have a 5 strength. And
He's trying to get stuck immediately.
Ow! A leaf hit me. Ow!
Bennett goes flying across the room.
No, not.
Can I frickin' check Wex neck in about the same area of the previous
corpses?
Better
whack your neck.
Yeah. I could do a what would be an applicable thingy to aid.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FaZe, look, I'm not going to let your masked friend.
Okay, fine. Can I touch your neck?
I'm going to kill him.
Look, I have killed several masked people here. They have been coming after me, and now you're with one of them, so I have to question.
Wait, you've been killed masked people?
We've heard of the masked people. It's not that big a deal.
Wait, they look just like Time That Erodes Young Love?
No, they look different. They said so. Similar vibe, of course, but different.
Trent casts gaseous form on Bennett.
Wait.
Bennett is now made of gas.
He a little toot.
Oh. Hell yeah. He's a little toot.
Oh, he's so small.
I want to breathe gas. Bennett in.
Oh, no. Wait,
y'all trying to smoke Bennett?
Trying to get smoke Bennett out, but the difference.
I wanted him to go inside of the man Weck.
Oh, so he could look for worms. Oh, this is like our solo moment where we all love the movie, didn't make any stupid bad decisions, and you're going to put Bennett inside old man Weck, and that's how he got the powers.
Can Bennett do it, and I can aid him if he has something? I have animal handling, if that would apply to Bennett.
Whoa!
You know, what if we did the opposite, because I don't think Bennett has stats! Why are we doing this?
What would...
Check his neck!
What type of role would you like, Fred?
Wisdom! It's a wisdom or intelligence!
Go on, Fred. What kind of role would you like?
Is medicine? Medicine?
The thing is, if you were freaking playing the game with these guys and the good, you get to 5 stress and you roll paranoid, you don't gotta role play shit.
It's like, what are you doing?
I get an 11 plus 2, so 13.
So, FaZe, you actively distract Weck as you kind of, you know, check his body for markings or bites. And at that point, Mike Bachman, does Bennett try to evade the man Weck?
Bennett ain't got a choice. Weck is breathing. In he goes.
He's a free base Bennett.
No free base Bennett.
Yeah, hey, Bennett is separated at this point. We're all getting checked for worms, baby.
It's not all of us.
Does Bennett have dark vision?
I don't know.
Is Bennett and Weck one now? Are they like the same person? And Bennett takes over Weck?
No, because he's too big. I've given up my right to be the voice of reason about Bennett like a long time ago. So
when were you ever? No one here was. I don't think we're going to be able to finish this in 2 episodes.
Us?
Bennett comes out and explains to you, Pegwing, in interpretive dance, that there are no worms within the man wagon.
And it's real, like, I mean, he's just, like, making, like, real, like, he's swirling and making, like, worm shapes with his gassy clouds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a cloud now, so he can actually skywrite. So Trent just gave Bennett the gift of speech.
Yeah, I think you say no worms. In the sky.
Bad pig.
Will you marry me?
Okay, FaZe, I went through your checkup now. Okay. Are you going to go through the same and allow this, whatever this thing is, to enter the rest of you?
Check if FaZe has worms.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Bennett, he can check for worms, and FaZe will just go over to where Bennett is and go.
Puts a finger in one nostril and just snorts him up.
Yeah. Rolls up a gold coin and snorts him.
Okay, well, I don't think you understand the severity of the situation here.
Okay.
There are people killing people down here.
Yes. And we've done some of that.
Oh, we know. Yeah.
Wait, so you're a part of this?
No, we were killing people who were killing us.
I was born of murder.
Yeah, that's true.
I sprung from the corpse. There were only chunks left when I was born.
Yeah, Trent used to be Daggy, and then he died, and we like planted a bean inside of him, and now Trent's here. So
yes, we have
Trent is Daggy.
Am I from a bean?
Yeah, you came from a bean, buddy.
Weirdly enough, a bean.
Shouldn't it be like an acorn or something?
How do you know? Are you so self-aware?
I don't know what to tell you. It was a bean.
It was a magic bean. It was a magic bean. You were born of a magic bean.
If I don't get some sun in the next few, I'm starving.
Do we have any water for him at least?
We need some Miracle-Gro to give.
I bet the dead body at your feet is providing enough nutrients.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stick your roots in that body.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you, I don't know who you are, and I don't like you. I need you to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
What?
I don't trust him. I'm paranoid.
Time is very aggressive. Time's aggressive. Don't worry. It's fine.
Why are you talking in metaphor? Like, I know time is aggressive. Like, I get that time is fast. Mm.
Yeah, time that erodes young love can be aggressive at times.
Yeah, of course, time erodes everything. I mean, I get it.
Doesn't it, though?
So true.
No, that's his name.
Whose name?
This guy. His name.
His name is Time That Erodes Young Love?
Time That Erodes Young
Love.
Yes,
Time That Erodes Young Love from the Sanguine Sundries, Purveyors of Fine Antiquity.
Oh, here it goes again.
Yeah, we shortened it to Time That Erodes Young Love.
That's shortened?
Wait, you guys don't think that Sanguine Sundries, Purveyors of Fine Antiquity is my name?
That's your last name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's your middle and last name.
What? No.
We're not stupid. We know it's not your first name.
That's what Pegwing said to me.
No, Sanguine Sundries is part of the organization that I work for.
Oh, that's not your middle name? Can I take that? Because that's...
You've heard of Frost That Blights the Land, of course.
Mm-mm.
If you say so.
Like during winter time?
In the winter, yeah.
No, the person. The leader of the Sanguine Sundries.
I was born 6 minutes ago.
Hey.
All my power comes from Frost That Blights the Land. I am a gold pseudo-dragon tier, and with enough new completed adventures, I'll climb that ladder, and I'll have my own direct reports.
Right now,
I have... what's your name? Briar.
Oh my god.
I almost called you Brett.
You know, I've been carrying your freaking bags down here.
I'm paranoid.
So you... It sounds like you might be able to get Briar to come over to your side.
Listen, I'll recruit all of you, and you'll be my direct reports. You'll be my upflows, and,
I don't,
and then...
Listen, I'm already in debt. I already told you.
This is a way to make money. You're losing money if you don't join our group.
Oh, okay.
I owe them a lot of money. So it would be really helpful if you joined.
Wait.
Please. Why do you think I'm here?
What a 180. In such a short amount of time.
I'm gonna be real with you.
I'm not doing so good.
I'm not doing so good. I'm way too much product.
Ah, FaZe, your friends, they're
great.
Not understanding the gravity of what's going on here.
Okay.
I've been saying that.
Do you see this here on the ground? And he points at the Mind Flayer laying face down on the ground with torch scorch marks because of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Torch scorch marks is a sick character name.
Damn, that really is. That's extremely good.
This is like some kind of sick game that they're playing with us. And I'm surprised I was able to take this one down, but thankfully to your friend over there, I was able to have it distracted and coup de grace it from behind.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I have a question. So, you've just been stuck here. So you've only killed the things here, or have you been stuck somewhere else and you worked your way up?
I'm not understanding what your question is. I've been here for 5 days, and I've been hiding and sleeping in cracks and walls and behind furniture and killing whatever comes my way. But it's... I don't know. Like some kind of sick game they're playing with us.
Wait, so they could have killed you, but they chose... Well, obviously, you were drugged. Why did they not kill you?
What is the game?
You don't understand. I was drugged and placed in here.
Uh-huh.
And I've been running since.
Oh.
From these crazy creatures.
I cast Minor Illusion to look like the folks that were dead in the other room in order to ask this person if he recognizes them. How about these people? Do you know them? They're a little desiccated, but...
They look kind of familiar. And at that point, you can see that he's wearing a very similar garb to the people that were tied to the chair. It's a very drab, like, wool cloth, and it just doesn't seem like, you know, very fancy clothing.
Mm. Mm. So, were you wearing this when you came here, or...?
No. They must have drugged me and put me in this clothing. I don't know what's going on, and... I woke up here, and then these masked people started chasing us. There was several of us at first, but I have no idea. Well, some of them have died. I've seen it with my own eyes, but I don't know about the rest. And
yeah, they've been messing with us a lot, too. I mean, I fought my old doppelganger.
Wait, how?
Slash twin?
You're not wearing the same clothes as the rest of us.
Yeah, we just came down here.
We did. We got captured.
Yeah, we... came down.
So then why don't we just go back out the way you came?
Well, because we're...
I was born here.
Everybody's like, oh shit, that's a good idea.
Did you guys forget that the door was erased?
I mean, honestly, I've just been having a pretty good time.
No, I was gonna say the door was erased.
Have you been replaced?
No. Briar goes to
you
time.
You stab me, don't touch me.
Briar goes to grab...
I lightly lift my mask up, and I bite your hand.
What happened?
You see a little bit of a slightly desiccated jaw, and, yeah, it's you.
What?
What?
It's you. I know it's you.
Did your friend just bite the other person?
Briar's just, like, staring at their hand like...
Here, take a handkerchief. Calm down, but let me have that back.
Bit me?
Yes, I bit you. I've bit you before.
Have?
No. No, I haven't. I have not.
Trent also bites Briar.
No, we don't bite. We don't
I
bite.
Can bite. You can't bite.
He can. He can, though, at that price point.
Look, obviously, we don't know what's going on here. Maybe we should keep moving until we find something or someone.
You go in front, though.
The problem is we're stuck down here, and we were sent down here initially to bring back some of the dwarves that came down here. That's not going great.
And they're disappearing and dying, and yeah. He doesn't know the ones...
I think we needed to just all agree that we're abandoning the original quest. That's gone. We're beyond that now.
Trent, this is your buddy now.
Wait a minute. What? You're abandoning us?
We're just saying we've moved beyond. What's going on here?
Yes, like, we're now a rescue party for ourselves. Congratulations, you're part of... I don't know what the fuck you expected.
Mr. The Man Weck, can I call you the man?
Sure.
So we probably shouldn't go back the way you came, because you've been there and there's nothing for us, I would assume.
Well, it's kind of confusing. It's kind of like a maze down here, or a labyrinth. I've been in several hallways, and I can't even tell you if I can make it back to where I started.
Have you tried putting your hand on the left wall and walking until you find the exit?
That's a very stupid idea. There's a lot of different passageways. There's a lot of connecting hallways. That's not gonna work.
I like this guy.
You can't talk to my mother like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Hey. It's okay, Trent. It was a stupid idea.
In that moment, Pegwing realized that even though he didn't know it, he very much wanted to impress Weck. He found out that he didn't have his approval. He's going to spend the rest of his time trying to get it.
Okay, well, I guess I'll take the lead then. If one of you could give me a weapon.
No, you're not leading. You're up front.
So then you're going to tell me where to go? Are you going to tap my shoulder to let me know, like, if I'm going left or right?
I'll stand behind you. Don't worry. I'll stand behind you. I'm going to do the emboldening an action. Okay. So for the next 10 minutes or until you use this feature again. As an action, you choose up to 3 willing creatures within 30 feet of you, creating a magical bond. While any bonded creatures within 30 feet of one another, once per turn, they can roll a d4 to add it to an attack roll, ability check, or a saving throw that they make. So I'm going to use that on the man, Briar, and if I pick Pegwing, does that include Bennett?
Yes.
Okay, Pegwing.
So your party continues down the hallway from this room. And after a short while, the man who is actually placing his left hand on the left wall running down this hallway.
Oh my God, he's doing it!
He comes across what looks like a hidden entrance. And with the aid of FaZe's magic, he is able to find the contraption that opens this doorway. And you enter into this room. This room, you can see, is not as large as the rooms that you've been in the past, but upon the walls, there are numerous drawings and diagrams. Some of what look like the anatomy of the human body, but opened and eviscerated. There are many pictures and notes of plants and mushrooms and what look like spores. There's even pictures of what looks like mechanical devices that can create, you know, maybe some type of magic. And you are kind of assailed with these papers adorning the walls.
Trent, don't look at these.
What are they?
It's all dead tree skin. It's fine.
Oh, that counts out the paper.
Oh shit!
Fuck!
That's messed up.
Is there any wording? Any wording on these papers? Anything? Any clues that a certain warlock that can read every language can suss out?
Go ahead and roll investigation.
Love to. Big dice go.
Whoa!
15.
You start to read the notes and diagrams, even stacks of paper that are on the table, and you can see that this is like a study or a workroom for somebody that is staying here. Ooh. Interestingly, a lot of the things that you have encountered down here are described on these pages, from the creature that you found with the plants and the dwarves, to the creature that you found from the metallic box. All of this is described in very detailed notes, belying that somebody has been setting all of these rooms up for some purpose.
Are there any illustrations of things that we do not recognize yet?
Ooh, good question.
There are what look like almost like mechanical creatures, like a homunculus, small puppet-like creatures that of various designs. They look like maybe some artificer who has created these creatures, no larger than the size of Bennett. One of them looks like they have multiple arms, and another one looks like they have a drill for a head.
Oh! Can Briar also do an investigation check? But I want to investigate for, like, signs of who was in this room. Like, are there signs of, like, sort of tea left? Like, does it look like they were here recently?
Absolutely. You can choose either perception or investigation.
Oh, freaking crap! I rolled so bad! I rolled a 4, so I have a 10.
Oh, no. Well, that's a great roll.
It's not.
So, unfortunately, you are overwhelmed by the pictures on the wall, but you can tell that somebody must have been here. There is no dust, and it is well kept other than the chaotic arrangements of these documents. Due to everybody being distracted, nobody sees the scene that happens on the ground. Bennett, before you is another creature the same size as you, but this creature wears a black trench coat and a black hat and has white makeup on his face. In one hand, he carries an extremely large blade and smiles at you and rushes towards you. Roll initiative.
Just Bennett? Bennett?
Just Bennett. So unless your passive perception is like 16 or higher, nobody sees this small encounter happening.
No one sees our queer ally joining us.
Bennett is going to be gas for the next hour.
Okay, perfect. So without realizing the kind of incorporeal gaseous form, this creature attacks Bennett, and the large blade just swipes through Bennett's body as it goes through its gaseous form. Does Bennett do anything?
No, it's basically just like not even turn around to see this character who's now behind him, but just a smirk on the side of his mouth and waits for the next move.
At which point, Pegwing, you are going to feel, as well as hear, a large, or I should say, a small noise as a piercing pain drills into your back.
Oh, shit.
19 to armor class.
Oh, my God, yeah, that hits.
You take 7 points of damage as something pierces into your back. You unconsciously swat at it, and a small creature smacks against your hand, and it behind you, as you turn around, you see what looks like a small creature, very similar to Bennett, but maybe more like a puppet, and upon his head is a drill that is moving around, making a small whirring noise.
Everyone else would just see Pegwing kind of just standing there. I was either,
God damn it! Holy shit, what's that?
All right. Roll initiative, everybody.
How are we supposed to hit something so small?
So true. That's why you can't play Odd Job.
I always wanted to just kick it.
Yeah. This isn't really fair when you think about it.
Yeah, stomp him.
Stomp him. I got a 9, Fred.
I got a 16.
I got a 9 as well. Nope. I lied. I got a 7.
I got a 19.
1.
Briar, you are first to act.
Okay. So I do see what's going on with this little guy on the ground.
This little guy.
You only see the drill head puppet.
Okay. Well, I guess I am going to run towards him, and I'm going to try to attack him with my rapier.
Go ahead with disadvantage.
So Bennett's there, like, right beside him, right?
No. So Bennett and the puppet blade are in a on the ground. Pegwing and the puppet drillhead are on by the table. So drillhead is on the table.
Okay.
So there are two things.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So I don't see the little thing.
You don't see Bennett and blade. You see drillhead.
Okay. So I run over to drillhead. I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
So Pegwing is like right there by him. So I guess what I'm asking is, like, if I run up, will I be flanking?
Yeah, we'll negate, the advantage and disadvantage. You'll do a straight roll.
Okay, cool. That's what I was confirming. Oh gosh, roll good.
I forgot my hit points are not very good.
Oh my fucking God. I roll a 1.
You used a different dice right now.
This was a good one before. It was a good dice before.
So you stab at this small creature with your rapier, but you realize the small size is making it incredibly hard to target, and you miss, and your rapier pierces into the wooden table. You are able to retrieve your rapier, though.
Okay, so I do that, but then am I able to use my dagger? Because I don't hit.
Yeah, if you have not used a bonus action.
I haven't used a bonus action, so I'm going to try to hit with my dagger now.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Just roll good.
Don't forget that you have a d4 you can add.
Oh, shit. That's right. Okay. That wouldn't have helped with the the 1, but that is good to remember. Okay. That was a 22.
That hits.
Yay. Okay. 19 damage.
Oof.
Yeah.
Your dagger pierces this creature in the center mass of its body, pinning it to the table. It futilely kind of motions with its arms and legs, trying to dislodge this large dagger out of its body as the drill starts to slowly stop spinning. The body stops moving and drops to the ground.
Yes!
At that point, you hear what sounds like 6 popping noises. And Briar, you are just peppered with what you can only imagine are small projectiles.
They're like those little fireworks snapping things that you throw on the ground.
Yeah, oh shit! Damn, I want some of those right now, actually.
Several just points of pain erupt into the side of your body, and as you look over to see what it is that is hitting you, you see another small puppet with a cowboy hat and six arms with what look like six small guns, whether or not you can recognize the guns. And you take 10 points of damage as five of those projectiles hit you.
Ow!
Jesus.
It's like, I like my body goes back five different times. Like,
They are incredibly tiny, but they do pierce and they do smart.
Ouch, my body!
FaZe, it is now your turn.
Okay. I want to break out a spiritual weapon in my mace and like start fucking like whack-a-moling these little bitches. I love this.
At this point, I would assume people can see Blade on the ground and Six Shooter on the table. Which one do you go after?
Okay, I'm going to use my last... second level spell for this.
Woo!
It's gonna be spiritual weapon, and I'm gonna cast it on Shooter since it seems like they're doing the most damage.
A 17 to hit?
That hits.
Sweet.
Oh, but you have disadvantage.
Why?
Because they're so tiny.
This little guy.
Ha!
One less.
Okay.
16.
You hit.
Okay, 7 damage to them.
Okay, so your whack-a-mole spiritual weapon is just crushing this six shooter into the table, and there is just pieces of what look like wood and plaster just splintering off of its body and flies off in every direction.
That's a bonus action, too. So then for my regular action, can I use it to attack again?
Not your spiritual weapon.
Oh, okay, but I could use my actual mace to smack one of them.
Sure.
Cool, let's try that. Let's try to fuck him up a little bit. Whichever one would be closer. You said disadvantage, right?
Yep, two times.
17 plus 5, 22.
So you are able to hit Blade, who is on the ground.
Max damage, 6 plus 2, 8.
So your mace swings and just crushes this other puppet into the ground next to the gaseous form of Bennett.
Yeah. Bonk, bonk.
At this point, time, you feel something jump onto your shoulder, but it doesn't startle you right away because you're used to Vendrian, either the pseudo-dragon or imp, jump onto your shoulder. But before you realize it, you see something just clawing and pulling at your hair as a jester-like puppet is now just attacking you on your shoulder. And that is a 16 versus armor class.
That hits.
So as it yanks on your hair, you could feel just little scratches and slashes on your skin as this jester-like puppet is assailing you from your shoulder.
Okay.
And you take 5 points of damage.
Okay. I cast Hellish Rebuke. Make a dexterity saving throw.
10.
Fail. They take 4d10 damage. Insane. They take 30 damage.
Oof.
What? Holy shit, my roll was good.
Whoa.
30 damage as I cast Hellish Rebuke.
Jesus.
Basically, I look at it and point my finger, and a blast of fire shoots out of my fingy. Don't touch me!
The puppet bursts into flames and drops to the ground as small wisps of your hair catches on fire. Okay. With the four of these small puppets dead, you are currently out of combat and back to normal inside this room.
I wish I didn't use a spell slot.
What the hell were those?
Well, these
little freaks.
Point to the picture.
That was scary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Fred, is that all the pictures now that are accounted for, the diagrams?
Like, as in things that you have not encountered?
Right. Are there any things we have not encountered?
Are other more horrifying pictures of creatures and other just monstrosities. But at this point, you hear a laughter. But this laughter is inside your head. And then you hear a clapping. And the clapping is audible through your ears. And in the far side of the room, with what looks like maybe an invisibility spell that turns off, you see a mind flayer. Roll stress.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
I'm about to be boned.
Fred, what's my stress now?
You were at 11, so we'll just kind of keep it there. Just keep going.
Are we trying to roll above or below our stress?
It's actually independent of your stress score. There's a stress DC that I have. And then I would let you know.
Oh.
But we have our modifier.
Yeah, you have a 0 for Michael.
I roll a 17.
Fuck.
13.
Mine.
I got a 14.
That's two, so that'd be 12.
Okay. So everybody but Trent is going to take stress damage and take 1 point of stress damage.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I don't see what the big deal is.
I don't like that.
Which places Briar into the half mark, so we will discuss that. But at which point this telepathic laughter that is entering your head turns into a language, and this creature says,
Well done. This is quite fun. Do you want to keep playing?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what? It means kicking your ass, and yeah.
No, of course not. Let us look free.
Well, yeah. I'm not familiar with the five of you. But that's fine. It's okay. You can play along as well. I'm pretty sure one of my brothers let you in here. But I guess, what type of flavor of horror do you prefer?
I really like supernatural ones, or possession, or home invasion.
I think the answer is none. No thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The scariest thing to me is being let out of dangerous,
yes,
dark dungeons.
I would hate to leave this.
I don't like fire.
The monotony of corporate life and rising through the ranks.
Being trapped.
Don't say that. Money.
Well, I guess what I can do is separate all of you first and then go from there.
Well, I bet what we can do is rip your fucking head off.
Every time's like got a different accent coming out right now.
He's far paranoid, baby.
He's all crazy.
Now you're speaking my language.
Pull my flaming sword.
So you can see a strange kind of emotion pass over this horrific creature's face. Once again, it's got purplish blue skin. It's bald on top with tentacles coming out of its mouth. And it's kind of wearing fancier than normal clothing. And as time threatens this creature and Pegwing brings out its sword, you feel this excruciating psychic pain pierce all of your brains. And that is where we're going to call it.
Oh, shit! Man!
Fred, no!
You can't kill Bennett.
Guys, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Bennett's still just gassy.
He's just floating around. He's chilling.
Anytime something happens to Pegwing, I just assume something bad is going to happen to Bennett.
I am very low on HP. I will say that.
Oh, no.
I'm okay.
As a cleric, I wish I could help you.
I would love to help you. But
help those that help themselves, really.
We're in the friggin' end game here. We're in the puppet master's lair.
We haven't gone through all of the horror movies yet.
Yeah.
We gotta go through all of them.
What's that movie with the boat? When they get on the boat.
Titanic?
Speed 2 Cruise Control.
No. They
Bird
get on
Box.
Widowmaker.
Anaconda.
K-19.
They get on the boat and
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Lake Placid.
Crazy summer.
Go shit.
Titanic.
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, the other Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
The other one, the first.
Oh, yes, Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
On Stranger Tides.
It was Go Shit.
I want to watch that too. I want to watch every bad horror movie.
Is Ghost Ship the one with like the robots, kind of?
The robots?
They're like machines?
No.
Weren't they just ghosts?
Oh, robot. Yeah, they were just ghosts on the ship.
Oh, no. What's the one where they go, they find a like a derelict ship and there's like all these sort of freaking robot-y things. People are saying virus. Time to Google virus during the pandemic. See what I get.
But you had Jamie Lee Curtis, though.
She was there during the pandemic.
That is true.
Did I see this movie? I feel like it was the
theater. I feel like Tim always is like, what was this random movie that I'm going
to do? No, there's like they go to a derelict ship in the middle of the ocean, and it's like there's like cyber monsters.
Oh, Sphere.
No. But people know that it exists. Ah, Cumbertonian knows what I'm talking about. And I must have been able to see it, so it's at least around 1999 to 2003. Not Contact.
James and the Giant Peach?
No.
Pacific Rim. I searched Ship with Robot and Ocean movie, and that, for some reason, that
it exists. It exists.
Leviathan.
What if?
Damn.
How's no one else?
Sphere, Deep Star 6.
People realize that it's real, and I do like that. Zomboat, that is a thing.
Zomboat.
All right, I'm going to go through movies. Worst horror movies of 1999 through who knows what.
Snakes on a Boat.
Citizen Kane.
That's it.
Wait, what? Okay, what's the basis of it again?
Wait, it's might robot. Be virus. Now that I'm back on it.
A lot of virus. People have said
it's virus.
Virus.
It's virus.
The Google Foo wasn't very good. It's virus. I forget who said virus first. I apologize.
Good job.
So now what?
Shit.
We need to give away dice, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dice time.
Dice time. Giveaway.
Virus was a bad movie. But you know what's a good movie? Die Hard Dice.
Oh,
if you go to dieharddice.com and enter in the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, you'll get 15% off. Stay tuned for 2 to 3 weeks from now. There will be 3 to 4 weeks now, I guess, actually what's happening, when there's going to be a new code. So if you're listening to this in 2022, first of all, how is it? And second of all, go to dieharddice.com to get 15% off your delicious order. Or if you're in the Twitch chat, if you have a few more moments to enter in the giveaway to get your very own Chunko Dice with the offer code or the entry code hashtag PAX.
And Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I agree.
I think it's widely understood as a Christmas movie now.
Yes.
I saw someone in the chat talking about Leprechaun, the movie, which I also would like to watch that.
Too scary.
Oh, do you know it has Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. I want to watch all that shit. I feel like the parts of last podcast I've been listening to recently, they were talking about Leprechaun a lot for some reason. Now I really want to watch
it. I would love to go through all the films that I was deeply, deeply, deeply afraid of.
You need to.
In a Christian way.
I've never seen Chucky. I need to see Chucky.
That's on the list for sure.
We got it. We need to have like a movie night.
Die Hard Dice the movie where Bruce Willis comes back as a Die 20.
He's beating people in the head with dice.
Congratulations to Keely Lionheart. Ooh. Keely Lionheart, you have won the beautiful Die Hard Dice this week. Congrats, congrats, congrats.
The shiny, the glittering,
yes.
The beautiful.
You can no longer say you never win anything.
That's right. You did it. You won
something. You did it.
This is the one thing you're going to win.
That's it. I one time won a beach set from my work. I got sunscreen.
There you go. Towel.
I called the radio to request a song one time, and they were having a contest to win an ECW t-shirt and hat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you get it?
Did you win?
I got it. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And you didn't know that? You were just like the 50th caller randomly?
Yeah. Yeah, I just happened to call
it. Dude, that rocks.
When I was in second grade, they had a contest to who could guess how many jelly beans were in a big jar. And if you won, you got a giant gingerbread house. And I won.
Wow.
And I dropped the gingerbread house.
No.
Oh, almost immediately. That's the last time I won something.
Damn, that's enlightening.
Michael, in second grade, I also won a contest to guess the correct number of the candy corn pumpkin things in a jar. Yeah, and they just gave me the jar of candy corn pumpkin things.
Here he goes.
Here you go.
My mom was so mad because I just came home with it. She's like, no.
You just had a mountain of candy.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, thank you, Die Hard Dice, for helping us give away stuff.
Hashtag ad.
Hey, while we're shouting out things, why don't you go to ko-fi.com/killermonkey?
Yeah.
And buy a poster that has all of our campaign one characters in it. Why don't you do that?
Oh yeah.
Not a bad idea.
You should. Yeah. It's a really good poster.
It's so good.
K-I-L-L-U-R-M-O-N-K-E-Y. He is at 96% of his goal.
It was just his birthday on Saturday.
Yes.
And Galen is like seriously one of the nicest people.
Yeah.
He's one of our friends and you should support him.
Yeah. He's very good and his art is very good. And
go buy. You can get a digital version or something. Just go in there and support him, buddy.
Just give him fucking money and you'll get stuff.
If you've got disposable income,
give more.
Give us a bar.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on all of those places and more at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning, wondering how I saw Virus in the theaters. Did I sneak in?
Maybe you did.
As a
13-year-old? Wow, you're a bad boy. Dude. Who knows?
You snuck in.
The bad boy of podcasts.
The bad boy of Keswick Christian School. Snuck in to see Virus, an R-rated movie.
I went to Tyrone Mall and snuck into Virus.
Wow, what a bad boy.
Sorry, everyone.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on pretty much everything at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at the Nika Howard.
You can find me on the forums screaming about Spider-Man. Or on Twitter at the Mike Bachman.
And you can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
Awesome. Well, we will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.